Dr. Arthur Perry. He's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
No, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. What can I do with your face? What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. Like I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, a beautiful fall weekend here in the Northeast before the hurricane slides in. Just a little hurricane. Well, you won't need your sunblock tomorrow, but you did need it today, and I hope you had it on. You know, about this time of year, people start, they get a little bit lax with the sunscreen. Keep it up. Remember, the UV index to think about is 3. If it's over 3, you need sunscreen. If it's under 3, you can skip the sunscreen. Well, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of the show for how many years, Noah? 16, something like that. We're going on a long time here at WOR, and of course, now we're broadcasting from the bunker in New Jersey because of COVID, so we have our studio audience, our live studio audience out here, two Basset Hounds. They're watching the show, and yeah, they call every week. I don't let them call, but I do let you call. And the phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. This is a call-in show. It's a call-in show about you, about what you look like, about your wrinkles, about your jowls, about your small breasts, or about maybe the fat on your hips, or maybe your chin is too small. And you know, you didn't quite realize that, but you saw a profile picture of yourself, and yeah, it might be. Well, that's the kind of thing we talk about on this show, and I want you to become part of the show by giving me a call, 800-321-0710. We're giving away bottles of Daytime again. Yeah, we're getting rid of our inventory. I told you about this. We have Daytime that expires. Well, we still have over a month on the product. We can certainly use it after November 15th, but I can't sell it. So we're giving away bottles tonight to you if you give me a call. But you have to have a good question. You have to have something to maybe stump me on. Go ahead. Try to. Just try. I don't think you'll be able to, but maybe you will. 800-321-0710 is the phone number here at WOR. Give me a call. We've got a great show planned for you this evening. You know, what a day. So Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, left the hospital today with COVID. You know that I like talking about COVID. I'm on my bandwagon for you to wear masks. I'm on my bandwagon. As soon as you get a vaccine, as soon as there's one, get it. Well, he had COVID along with all the other members of the Trump administration and left the hospital. I've got a very special guest today. It's just by chance we have Dr. George Fielding on later in the show. Dr. Fielding is a bariatric surgeon at NYU, a great friend of mine and a great surgeon. And I'm not revealing secrets because Chris Christie went public with this. He did Chris Christie's lap band procedure. And it all ties in because the CDC came out with a dictum that if you're obese, well, you have a much higher chance of getting real bad complications with COVID. So it all ties together on tonight's show, and then we'll talk about bariatric surgery and post-bariatric body contouring. We've got lots of things to talk about. We're also going to talk about lasers and peels tonight. You know, what's the difference between a laser and a peel? A lot of my patients wonder. There are so many options in cosmetic surgery now. We'll talk about all those things, and of course, we'll take your phone calls. 800-321-0710 is the phone number right here on WOR. So who am I? Well, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. You've been listening for a long time, hopefully, but maybe this is the very first time you've listened to me. You're driving around New York. There's nothing on the dial on Saturday evening, and you find this show. This is the show about cosmetic surgery, about dermatology, about skincare, and about what you look like. That's what we talk about in this show. So, you know, if you have an issue, you look in the mirror and, you know, you've been wearing that mask now for 6 months and you finally take it off. You've had the mask on, you sleep with the mask, so you don't even know what you look like anymore. But you take it off and you realize, my goodness, you have aged. And I talk about aging spurts. You know, we talk about growth spurts. We know children, you know, one week they're 10 pounds, the next week they're 15, and the next week they're 100 pounds. Well, not really 1 week, but real soon. And they go on growth spurts. So they're stable for a while, and then they grow. You know that from your own children. Well, it also happens with aging. You know, you go through life, and when there is a life event, like a death in the family or a severe illness, or you lose a lot of money in the stock market, well, you go through an aging spurt. And there's a reason for that. Our aging is related to our hormones, particularly stress hormones, the steroid hormones. And when they peak, you know, it helps us get through those bad times, but then we wind up aging. So steroids are aging hormones. And so we go through life. You know, you're 40, you look 40 until you're 49, and then all of a sudden you're 50, and you look in the mirror, you've got some wrinkles. You've got some wrinkles. And then you're 55, and the jowls begin. You look, and that smooth jawline, well, no longer smooth. Now you come to my office, and we talk about all the things that we can do to turn back the clock to make you look better. And that's what we talk about on this show. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number at WOR is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. You know, the demand for cosmetic surgery is really incredibly high now. You'd think the world is falling apart with COVID, right? You know, the stores are not busy, but plastic surgeons' offices, I can't complain, are pretty busy. You know, there's a lot of reasons for that. And I ask my patients, you know, why are you coming in now? Many people are working from home, and it gives them the opportunity, the time right now, to do the things that they wanted to do. So scheduling cosmetic surgery has always been kind of a problem. My patients say, well, you know, how am I going to take 2 weeks off or 1 week off for work? You know, here we are in this this work from home experience, which is so unusual, and so many of my patients do work from home. Obviously, if you work in retail, if you're working at Costco, well, you're going to work every day and not much has changed. But if you're in the financial sector, if you're in the education sector, many other sectors, well, you've got this unique opportunity to actually be at home now. I guess this is called making lemonade out of lemons. So you're home, and you can have a procedure like, let's say, a breast lift. You have a breast lift on a Tuesday. Most people take a week or a week and a half off or so. If you have it on a Tuesday, you're back to work virtually on Thursday, and no one would know you had surgery. So you can sit there because the procedures that I do in cosmetic surgery, for the most part, I may eat my words, but they don't hurt much. They really don't. And my patients know this. I rarely have a patient on anything other than Tylenol, maybe some Aleve. The only procedures that I give Percocet or a narcotic out for are breast augmentations beneath the muscle, not above the muscle. We can talk about that later in the show if you'd like, and tummy tucks. Tummy tucks do hurt, but that's about it. Everything else is a procedure that can be helped with just Tylenol. So if you have a facelift, or you have your eyelids done, or if you have liposuction, if you have a laser, if you have a peel, these procedures do not hurt afterwards. They look like they would hurt, but they really don't. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we're talking about ones and twos, you know, not like childbirth, not like even knee surgery, which hurts an awful lot. So this is a great time because you can recover, you can go back to work early, and if you have a facial procedure, even if you do have to go to work, you're wearing a mask. You're wearing a mask. So I can do filler around the mouth, which does cause some bruising and a little bit of swelling. Not a lot of swelling, but a little bit of bruising. And, you know, your lips might be a little misshapen for a few hours a day. You know, like my commercial says, no duck lips here. We don't give you duck lips. But certainly there's going to be a little bit of swelling. and some bruising. But with the mask, what a great opportunity. It really is. You know, you can go about your business even after filler the next day. You don't have to take a day or two off after having filler. You know, I did a laser the other day on a woman, and it's the whole face. And so, you know, you're not going to get out there and be seen the next day, but soon after. But I do many lasers just around the mouth because the wrinkles around the mouth respond to the laser very well. That is the deeper laser. The fractionated laser, well, maybe not as well. And with deep chemical peels, we're not really doing them anymore. But the light chemical peels, well, you know, you can go back to work pretty soon. There's a little trick, by the way. If you are going back a little bit early and you've got some swelling, maybe you've had a peel or a laser a few days ago, you put a little bit of Vaseline on the camera or you say, you know, my video's not working. We're just going to have to go on audio. That's the trick that you have to use. And then you can have your procedure and work the very next day. In fact, the same day. So it's a great time for cosmetic surgery. That does probably explain a lot of it, a lot of the reason why we're so busy in plastic surgery. Not just me in New Jersey or now in California, but all over the country. So I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. We are going to take a short break. The phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. Give me a call. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. So just today, the Center for Disease Control put out a guideline and a warning, and they said that people who are overweight, not just obese, but just overweight, are at high risk of serious disease from COVID-19. So, boy, I'll tell you, the CDC is telling you, lose weight fast. And what a time for them to make that announcement, because my guest this evening is Dr. George Fielding. Dr. Fielding is maybe, I'll say this and I'll embarrass him, maybe the premier bariatric surgeon in the world. Is that accurate? You don't want to say that. Hi, George, how are you?
Come on, man. I'm good.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to have... He's very modest. Now, Dr. Fielding is a full professor at NYU. I've known him for, I don't know, about 15 years, more than that now.
A long time.
Yep. Yeah. And along with his wife, Christine Wren, who is another great bariatric surgeon, they run probably the busiest, surgical weight loss program in the country. I have to say that's probably correct, but
that's true.
And I've watched you operate, and you are just we call it slick, very slick. You are so good, so fast, and so good. You know, it's just a pleasure to know you. So I want to thank you for taking time on your Saturday evening, George.
It's my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
Now, so this was an interesting day because Chris Christie got out of the hospital. Now, we respect privacy, of course. You were his surgeon, and I'm going to say this only because I saw it on the Today Show when he came out and said that you were his surgeon. You did his lap band, so that's great, in 2013. And and the same day that he comes out of the hospital, the CDC comes out with their statement that, you know, obese people, not just rather overweight people, not just obese, are at higher risk with COVID. So are you seeing a rush of people now?
It's starting to happen a bit. We saw this, I mean, like every big hospital, NYU is a madhouse in March, April, and May. And what we saw was that the majority of people who didn't make it, the majority of them were heavy. There's just no question about it. And I've spoken to Chris Christie over the last week, and he's doing fine. But if he hadn't had, I think it's fair to say, if he hadn't had surgery and lost a substantial amount of weight, which he has done, then it just may not have turned out so well. And I think this is, you know, the surgeons that deal with weight issues, primary care doctors who deal with weight issues, know that if you lose weight, a lot of the yucky stuff you've got, the diabetes, the blood pressure, the sleep apnea, the cholesterol, the bone pain, will be diminished as you lose weight. But it's very hard to get that to penetrate deeply into the sort of psychology of the population. The number of people who actually come for this surgery is less, who are completely eligible for it medically and by insurance, is less than 1%. And I think this actually may help this country if the CDC has a strong message to say, lose weight any way you can, but lose weight. And I think the fact that Chris has gone home today, partly, I think, could be put down to the fact that he's lost a lot of weight. And he's a classic example of what we're talking about. And we're actually studying this at NYU at the moment. But what happened to our post-bariatric surgery patients who got COVID? Because a lot did, and they all came into NYU. And you know what? The majority of them pulled through. And I think there's something to be said about this, but really something.
You know, that is really very interesting, and I hadn't learned that information about the post-bariatric patients, and so that's new. Interesting. So George, here we are in the year 2020 now. Bariatric surgery has been around in one form or another since, I guess, the late 1970s, early 80s.
Yeah, early 80s. Early 80s is when it really started to just gently roll along. It had a very low penetrance in the population, because back then it was all open surgery with big cuts. There were complications related to the big cut itself, as well as, you know, the type of surgery that was done. The surgery that we do now is unrecognizable compared to what our predecessors, you know, quite, you know, they were real pioneers, these guys. I mean, everyone thought it was crazy. Why would you operate on a fat person? And because I'm trying to make them healthy. I'm trying to make them well. I'm trying to allow them to live their allotted lifespan without dying young from diseases caused purely by their obesity. So surgery now is just a completely different animal to what it was in the 80s.
So what procedures are you doing now, this year? What is your – someone comes in, they're 100 pounds overweight. What do you want to do this year?
So the first question I would ask them, I would find out is, are you diabetic? And if you're a diabetic, particularly if you're on insulin, then I would recommend a gastric bypass because it will get rid of the diabetes. Diabetes is the curse of the modern world medically. And then other than that, it's going to be a band or a sleeve gastrectomy. The lap band is a little silicon ring you put around the top of the stomach, and it compresses the very top of the stomach, makes you feel less hungry, and you get full quicker. I've actually had one myself for 20 years now. And the other one is the most popular operation in the world at the moment is the sleeve gastrectomy. And it's called a sleeve gastrectomy because the stomach typically looks like a football. It's about as big as a football. And by the time when we finish the surgery, it's a long, narrow tube that looks like a sleeve. And so we're not putting anything in there. We're actually removing about three quarters of the stomach. And so what we've found is that the sleeve delivers the weight loss very quickly. There are issues with weight regain later in some people. The band is a slower, more gradual process. You don't cut anything. We still like bands in people that aren't huge. We like bands in teenagers. We like bands in younger people because we've learned how to adjust them and really make them work very well. I think at the moment, the majority of people definitely do walk in asking for a sleeve gastrectomy because their friends have had it, they've read about it on blogs, they've seen it on the TV. So right now, to answer your question succinctly, the sleeve is number one, the band is number two, and the bypass is number three.
Well, that's interesting. It's been a change over the last 10 years when I think band was number one. Don't you agree?
No, it absolutely was because it's the safest by far. And the issue with the band is that the doctor and the patient have to work together closely to adjust the band's tension on a regular basis so that it delivers this reduction in hunger. And so it's a lot of work. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, some surgeons preferred the get it done, get it finished with the sleeve because it's an operation that you can't adjust anything. You're just making the stomach small. And that appeals to surgeons. It's a surgeon's operation type thing rather than a long-term follow-up and a nurturing relationship with the patient over a long period of time, which is what a lap band is.
A gastric sleeve, now, is that an inpatient procedure or an outpatient procedure now?
It's a one-night stay. It's overnight. And it typically takes 45 minutes to an hour to do.
You know, the guys out there in Nebraska are taking 4 hours.
Thank you. But you know, it's a very methodical operation. You divide the blood vessels that are going to the stomach, and then you put a tube down in the stomach to sort of size the pouch you're going to leave. You take a thing called a stapling gun, and you divide the stomach in steps up the length of the stomach, and then we put the stomach in a bag and pull it out. And what you're left with is this long, narrow stomach. And it really works. There's no question it works. The issue with the sleeve that people need to be aware of is that you lose all your weight, and then you've really got to stay focused because you start getting hungry again, typically about 3 years out. And you've really got to be on your game about what you're choosing to eat. I mean, the basic premise of all of this is you do the weight loss surgery, it's going to work. It virtually always does. But you have to be mindful about what you're choosing to eat and drink. And so if you're not, and you're just a little bit more hungry, the weight starts creeping on a bit, which can be really unkind and unpleasant for people who've lost a lot of weight. They think there's terrible fight is over, but then all of a sudden, boom, you're sort of back again. But I think it's fair to say that for three quarters of people, The sleeve delivers and keeps delivering. It's a good operation. It's the same percentage for bands. Three quarters of people that have a lap band are going to lose weight. Like, I've had mine 20 years. I've lost 120 pounds. I've kept it off. You know, I was on 12 medicines. Now I'm on 3. And you know, there's bazillions of people like me that have had lap bands that have had a very parallel course to my own.
That's terrific, and I think it's wonderful that you've come out and told people about your lap band. That kind of invigorates people and strengthens them to have the procedure. I'm speaking with Dr. George Fielding. He's a full professor, actually a named professor now, the Harris Family Professor of Surgery and Bariatric Medicine at NYU, right here in New York. And Dr. Fielding, what is your phone number over there if patients want to talk to you or Dr. Wren about having this procedure?
Yeah, the best is 212-263-3166.
So 212-263-3166. And your website, is it the Center for Surgical Weight Loss? What is it again?
Yeah, that's it.
So yeah. The NYU Center for Surgical Weight Loss, go to the website, and it's full of information about Dr. Fielding, about the procedures. You used to have your own story up there. I don't know if it's still up. I remember looking at it.
I think it's still there. It's sort of old now. but it's a good story. You know, I think it was very hard for me as a successful guy to acknowledge the fact that I just couldn't win this fight. I lost 60 to 80 pounds 5 times. And I would always put it back on, and eventually I just got more and more sick, like so many of our patients do. And I, rang a friend of mine and said, I'm going to do this. And it's a single, for me personally, in my day-to-day living, it's the best thing I ever did. And because I used to be hungry every single moment of every day, just hungry. And I tried and tried and tried, like so many of our patients do, and it just didn't work long term. And then I did this, and it was like, okay, I've got this under control way better than I ever had it before. And I've kept the weight off. 20 years is a long time to keep off 100 pounds. And I'm really glad for me and my family that I've been able to.
And I'm happy that you were and are here to take care of thousands and thousands and thousands of New Yorkers, Americans, and patients from all over the world, I know, come and see you. Dr. George Fielding, thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. I really appreciate your taking the time. Say hello to Dr. Wren. They're in practice together at NYU, and two of my favorite surgeons. 212-263-3166 is the number over the NYU Center for Surgical Weight Loss. Check out the website. Give Dr. Fielding a call. Thanks so much, George.
Thanks, Arthur. It was fun. It was good to talk to you, buddy.
Great. Nice talking to you. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. There's more to the show. Stay tuned. 800-321-0710 is our phone number. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. So breaking news today, someone hacked my Facebook account. Isn't that something? You know, I was wondering, why would anyone bother to do that? And then someone just texted me during the show. They said, well, they set up a parallel account and asked for money. It's really incredible. It's already been shut down. But, you know, people who have that kind of time on their hands and that kind of skill, they should get a real job. But all right. So if you get a Facebook request from me, it's not real. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Maybe it is right. It's 800-321-0710 is the phone number. You know, Dr. George Fielding, he is one of the great surgeons in the world now. He's a very modest guy. I've known him a long time. But I'll tell you, surgeons know good surgeons. And this guy is it. And I can tell you, he's who I would choose to have bariatric surgery. He's the best in the world. Thank you, George. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WOR. We have Monica on the line. Monica, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi.
All right, Monica, I'm losing you. Noah, are we? Do we have a bad cell phone signal? Is that what's going on?
How is this? Is this better?
All right, that's better. Thank you.
Better? Okay. So I don't know if you heard me. I just wanted to let you know that I use your products, and they're wonderful.
Thank you, Mom. Oh, wait, Monica.
Yeah, that's okay. And
just kidding.
I had a tiny, tiny little issue with the shipping, and your staff was amazing. So
good.
I want everybody to know that because that's marvelous.
Well, thank you. We've been challenged by COVID like everybody else, so we're a little short-staffed, but we're doing the best we can now. Thank you.
No, the customer service was wonderful, which is just 90% or 95% of the battle. So I had twins by C-section about 30 years ago, and despite that, I am business.
Monica, you're fading in and out. You've got to get a good signal. I want to hear you. I want to talk to you. So are you able to get to a location where you can, maybe on your roof, I've got to be able to hear you. You've had twins. You've had C-sections. Let's try again, okay? If not, you have to call back from a different phone or something. Go ahead. I think we're losing her, Noah. All right, Monica. I want to hear you. All right, so we're going to have you call back, get three or four bars on that phone, and give me a call back. I want to talk to you. I want to answer your call about the twins, find out about these. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number, 800-321-0710. So earlier in the show, we were talking about peels versus lasers. That is a question that we've had multiple times on the show. Which is better? You know, I had on the show Dr. Ron Moy, my partner in Los Angeles. He's a Beverly Hills dermatologist. He'll be on again on the show. And he talked about the difference.
We're starting
Mr. Peel. I mean, this guy did so many peels and has completely switched over to the CO2.
It happened on Friday night just after 8 o'clock in Lafayette
Park. You know, I do both now. I do both lasers.
Here's your WOR Weather Channel forecast.
So first of all,
here's your WOR Weather Channel forecast.
There are different types of peels. There's lunch hour peels called glycolic acid peels. You know, they're the no-peel peels. Sounds a little odd, right? But the glycolic peel will exfoliate. It'll remove the upper layer of skin, but it won't leave you skinless. oh my goodness, like a skinless chicken. No, won't do that. You'll be able to go to work or be on television the very same day. But the deeper we peel or the deeper we laser, the more rapidly you get benefits. So when we do glycolic peels, we have to do 6 glycolic peels spaced 3 to 4 weeks apart in order to get to the point where you see anything. And that's the truth. So if someone tells you you're going to have a glycolic peel and look wonderful the next day, no, it won't happen. They're exfoliating peels, so your
Test
skin
one,
will
two,
feel
three.
Smoother. Yes, that'll happen. But you won't look any different. But it takes 5, 6 peels, and then you will. So most of my patients don't want that slower result. They want something more rapid. The people I do glycolic peels on are people who
I'm
have
David
color
Folk
in their
Thomas
skin.
With
so,
iHeartRadio New York.
Italian
Manhattan's
darker,
iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100.
Cause all sorts of pigment changes that can be permanent.
I'm David Folk
so
Thomas with iHeartRadio
so
New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt
skin,
Hotel
even the
is
skin. And they're very useful in that situation. The other people that I do those
I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation.
An appearance to your face that looks like
I'm David Folk
a nuclear bomb. Oh.
I'm David I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation, the latest commercial victim of the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during...
But the TCA peel, most people tell me that, they use expletives.
I'm David
Folk. That I can't say on the radio during the peel, but then it's over. And as soon as the peel is over, it doesn't hurt anymore. So it takes about a half hour to do the peel. By the way, I do
I'm
all these
David
peels
Folk
myself.
Thomas with I
delegate this to
I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation, the latest commercial victim of the coronavirus.
Variables. And I won't bore you with the details, but I can go very
A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact.
Remember those infomercials I did that you heard over and over and over again for night skin? Well, when I said,
I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation, the latest commercial victim of the coronavirus.
Or age spots.
A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19. The Roosevelt opened for business in The Roosevelt opened for business in 1924 on East 45th Street just off Madison Avenue and was named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt.
Many, many seborrheic keratoses.
And was named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt. It has more than 1,000 rooms and roughly 500 employees, many of whom were furloughed back in March. Reuters reports the Roosevelt's last day of operation is scheduled for October 31st.
The things that are the freckles and the
David Folk Thomas, NBC News Radio, New York. David Folk Thomas, WOR News.
Wrinkles just begin. But if you have a lot of wrinkles, that's not your first choice. So if you're someone with a lot of wrinkles in your face, let's say you're 51 years old or 55 years old.
A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement.
And you have also and the was named discoloration of your face. And you ask me,
I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio.
Well, then
I'm David.
Choice would be a laser because the laser does two things. And we're talking about a CO2 laser. That's a carbon dioxide laser. That's what we're using. And you can use an erbium laser. There's different types of lasers. You'll find all sorts of different plastic surgeons, different dermatologists doing this in different ways, just like a chef at a restaurant will cook a dinner in one way or another, and one's not necessarily wrong. They both taste good, and there's different ways to get to the end point.
I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly...
That's all we care about. And we want to do it safely, of course.
York.
So we might do.
I'm David Folkton's iconic Roosevelt Hotel, iHeartRadio, New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation, the latest commercial victim of the coronavirus.
But it's a fractionated laser. And it's different from the old lasers. So in the old days, I would take the laser and
a spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the
and numb you up also.
I'm David Folkton of the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel.
But then around your mouth, if you had those radial spokes.
The owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19.
And maybe even a third time.
The hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19.
It's really quite remarkable. But the problem with the old laser, the problem is that the recovery was just unimaginable. It was 2 weeks without skin. And I have to tell you that in all the years I did those lasers, and it was
to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact from COVID.
No one would want it a second time. With one exception, I do have one of my patients who's come back 20 years later.
And the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19. The Roosevelt opened for business in the Roosevelt opened for business in 1924 on East 45th.
A couple decades, and so. Most people don't want that deep laser. So we
the Roosevelt opened for and the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19. The Roosevelt opened for business in 1924 on East 45th Street just off Madison Avenue and was named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt.
Sort of like a little waffle pattern on your face afterwards. And then the skin peels at about 6 days.
And was named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt.
Downside to everything. Because it's
and
not
was
as
named
deep,
in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt. It has more than 1,000 rooms and roughly 500 employees.
And sometimes we'll do it a third time. So there's
President Theodore Roosevelt. It has more than 1,000 rooms and roughly 500 employees.
Many. We just use Emla cream, Tylenol. Emla is anesthetic.
It has more than 1,000 rooms and roughly 500 employees, many of whom were furloughed back in March.
An hour to do the procedure, you go home, you feel good, you put that Vaseline on your
camera. Who were furloughed back in March? Reuters reports the Roosevelt's last day of
it's not working. You'll have to go on audio this week. But you'll feel just fine, and then you recover.
Its last day of operation is scheduled for October 31st.
Because we build back in March. Reuters. Three of those lasers, then we get to the point where you're pretty close to where you were with one of the deep
coronavirus. A spokesperson.
No one would have again.
Coronavirus.
When we come back from our break, we'll talk more about peels and lasers and when to choose. And why didn't Monica call back? Come on, Monica, you can do it. Get to a good phone. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. We'll be back after these words.
I'm David Folkton with iHeartRadio.
You know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like.
I'm David Folk Thomas with iHeartRadio New York. Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation, the latest commercial victim of the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19. The Roosevelt opened for business in 1924 on East 45th Street just off Madison Avenue and was named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt. It has more than 1,000 rooms and roughly 500 employees, many of whom were furloughed back in March. Reuters reports the Roosevelt's last day of operation is scheduled.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. Phone number 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And I usually give out websites and things like that at the end of the show, and you've already signed off and gone on to your next encounter. So I'm going to give my website out now.
Hotel is closing its doors after nearly 100 years in operation, the latest commercial victim of the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the hotel issued.
We're working on some small glitches. There's always a glitch. It's the COVID glitch on these websites. We're getting some of the videos are having trouble loading, but we'll work it out. But go to the website, PerryPlasticSurgery.com, and if you're interested in the products that we have, it's DrPerrys.com, DrPerrys. And we do have a special going on. We launch it during the show. It's a 25% off everything. It's the fall special, 25% off everything. So here's your code. You ready for this? Write it down. Fall25, very original, right? Fall25, F-A-L-L-25. Go to the website.
David Folk Thomas, NBC News Radio, New York.
You get 25% off of everything on the website. So go ahead and do that. And I'm once again happy to tell you we've got some new products coming out early next year. And I'll talk about those in a few more weeks. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. But I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number.
For October 31st, David Folk Thomas, NBC News Radio. David Folk Thomas, NBC News Radio, New York.
Light chemical peel, but there's a lighter peel. So I guess that's the TCA peel is the mid-level peel versus the fractionated laser.
First.
And they're pretty similar. But first. Again, if you've got wrinkles, first. Particularly the little guys around first. The eyes, and the fractionated first. Laser is the way to go.
First.
One of the nice things that I use the laser on that we don't generally do with the peel is on the hands. So how many
first.
Of you
David
you
know, Folk Thomas October 31st. David
Rivers.
Folk Thomas, NBC News Radio,
I got
New
that
York.
Piece on the intro to the show when I interviewed Joan on this show. Well, Joan had beautiful hands. She paid a lot of attention to not just her face with cosmetic surgery, but with her hands, and she had fillers, and she talked all about it. She talked about it on this show. So hand cosmetic surgery is a new and growing field because how many women out there who are 70 years old have had peels and lasers and facelifts and eyelid lifts, fillers and Botox, and they look absolutely gorgeous. They're 70 years old. Their face looks 48. And then you look at their hands, and they look 90. So we have to pay attention to our hands also, especially now in this COVID era. Everybody's looking at everything. So hand cosmetic surgery is becoming big, and we do all sorts of things. I do fillers on hands, and the filler that I prefer on the hand is one I don't use too often in the face anymore. It's called Radiesse, R-A-D-I-E-S-S-E. It was introduced, I believe, in 2004 in the United States. A great filler. One of the nice things about this filler is it's opaque. That means it's white. Now, you won't know that, but it makes a big difference in the hands because I've used clear fillers, the hyaluronic acid fillers in the hands, and I've been very disappointed with those fillers in the hands because we need the color of the filler in order to hide the veins and the tendons and things that you're trying to hide when we put filler in the hands. So look at your hands now, hopefully not while you're driving. And if you're over 60, then you're looking at your tendons. Yeah, there's tendons going to each of the four fingers and the thumb. Do you know that the thumb is not called a finger? It's called the thumb. That's your word for the day, the thumb. So we have the tendons and then a whole bunch of veins. Now, there are some plastic surgeons and dermatologists and others that will try and destroy the veins in the back of the hands because they say, well, they're not attractive. And I caution you, I think that's one of the dumber things that people do.
A spokesperson for the hotel issuing a statement Saturday saying the owners had made the difficult decision to close the hotel during this unprecedented time and the continued uncertain impact from COVID-19. The Roosevelt opened for business in 1924 on East 45th Street just off Madison Avenue and was named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt. It has more than 1,000 rooms and roughly 500 employees.
You're going to need those veins, so don't let anyone destroy the veins.
Reports the Roosevelt's last day of operation is scheduled for October 31st. David Folk Thomas,
and then we
NBC
can laser
News Radio,
the backs
New
of
York.
Hands, and I go all the way up to the elbows. Sometimes it's just the hands, but I go all the way up to the elbows commonly. And we get those age spots. And the nice thing about the laser is if you've got all those seborrheic keratosis, and so many people have those seborrheic keratosis and actinic keratosis and things growing on your skin all the way up your arms from years of abuse and not using sunscreen and the left arm more than the right. Why is that? Because you put it out the window when you're driving. You might not even put it out your window, but remember that the ultraviolet light gets right through the glass in your window, and so you get sun damage to that left arm more than your right, and the left side of your face.
David Folk Thomas, WOR News. David Folk Thomas, WOR News.
There's not enough sun in England. Never is there sun there. How many of you have been there and it's been sunny? Very infrequently. So regardless, we'll go ahead with the laser, that CO2 fractionated laser. And it is the coolest thing when you put your arm in the machine. It's something right out of a science fiction movie. And this laser that I have is made for hands. There's a little attachment. It's of course, we use it on the face. But there's a special attachment. You put your hand and your arm in the laser. And I press a button and literally in a second, 1 second, it zaps the back of your hand, and then we move on, and 1 second, it zaps your lower forearm, and 1 second, it's really amazing. The technology now is incredible. I was joking to the woman I did this to a couple days ago. I said, in a couple more years, we're going to have you'll be completely naked in the operating room. We'll have put something over your eyes and zap you once and get rid of every wrinkle on your body. And you know something? The way things are going, I hope I'm around long enough for this, but 20 years from now, things like that will probably exist. It'll be quite remarkable. So we do these lasers, the CO2
operation is scheduled
laser,
for,
and the recovery is quite fast. You peel like a bad sunburn, or you peel like that TCA peel, and you peel in about 5 or so days, something like that. Some people peel at 4, some people peel at 6, but that's the most common thing. So whether you have the peel or whether you the laser, it's a discussion that you have with your plastic surgeon. Part of it is you. Part of it is the doctor. And of course, they have to have the technology in the office in order to give you the full array of possibilities. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. And once again, the phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. 0710. And I have to a little plug for Bobby Fallon up there in Highland Falls, New York. She's plugging away in COVID. She's a realtor. She's got the great realty. It's called Bobby Fallon Carousel of Homes. And she's been successful in selling many of the homes that she has advertised on this show. She's got another one, 173 Main Street, she wanted to tell you about. It's under $400,000. You can't even touch a studio in Manhattan for that. Run up to Highland Falls, 41 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. This particular one at 173 has two-bedroom apartments and an office that was used as a dental office before. It could be used as a medical office, a law office, a realtor's office. The whole building could be developed into a restaurant. It's something like 0.7 mile walking distance to the West Point Gate. Give Bobby a call before this one goes because she's busy. She's as busy as the plastic surgeons. Her phone number is 845-446-2238, 845-446-2238. Well, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This has been quite a good show. What a good coincidence that was with booking Dr. George Fielding on the same day that Chris Christie gets out of the hospital and the same day that the CDC has their report saying you better not be overweight because you're not going to do as well with COVID. So thank you once again, Dr. Fielding. Once again, the phone number for my office is 732-422-9600 if you want to make an appointment or ask some questions. I did have one of my patients called me up, and she was frantic. She says, I hear you're moving to Los Angeles. She heard the end of the show. I'm opening an office in Beverly Hills. I'm joining a good friend, Dr. Ron Moy, who's a dermatologist, but that's only part-time. I'm going to be in New Jersey half the time. 3 weeks and 3 weeks in Beverly Hills. So do not worry. I'll be bi-coastal officially. So, you know, she was actually quite upset, and she's listening tonight, I'm sure, to the show. So do not worry. I'm here for you. I did close the Manhattan office, though, and
coming
I don't
right
regret
up.
That. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long time for recovery to New York. For New York, hopefully it will, but there is certainly a struggle ahead. Well, the music starts. Noah says, get out. It's time for the next guy. I want to thank everybody for sticking with me during this wonderful time period we're in. Noah, for great engineering. We'll see everybody next week. We'll be broadcasting from the underground location, 800-321-0710. Write it down so you're by a good phone. Bye-bye now.